This is Ozarks at Large. Siloam Springs is generally a quiet town. Sager Creek runs through the middle of the downtown, and there are fewer than 20,000 people living here. Still, there's been a sound that's become familiar in downtown over the past few years. Work is almost nonstop inside a former hotel in downtown Siloam Springs that's being converted to apartments. This is not an anomaly. In the past 10 years, more than 20 downtown buildings have been restored or rehabbed, and during that same amount of time, more than 30 new businesses have opened and remained open. Meredith Bergstrom, the executive director of Main Street Siloam Springs, says Siloam Springs may not be adjacent to I-49 like the bigger cities in northwest Arkansas, but Siloam Springs has been able to use geography to its benefit.
It provides some unique opportunities for Siloam as well, which is that we have a really unique identity in terms of our natural environment and the way that interacts with our built environment downtown. The kayak park is here in Siloam Springs. And so I think we have really built an identity around sort of being outdoors and sort of the natural beauty of our park systems downtown and that kind of a thing.
The kayak park is relatively new and uses the Illinois River as its base. Besides the creek and the river, Siloam Springs has also had the campus of John Brown University near downtown for nearly a century. The private Christian university draws students from nearly every state and many other countries. And for years, many of those students left Siloam after graduation. But more are staying, like Meredith Bergstrom. She enrolled at JBU after growing up in Kenya. She met her future husband at JBU after he left California to attend the school. She says both of them developed an appreciation for Siloam Springs, and they began to feel rooted, despite initial plans to move away.
We talk a lot in the downtown work about the importance of retaining people in small towns, right? And how important downtowns are to that. And I think that I'm absolutely an example of that in the sense that if it weren't for downtown Siloam Springs, I would not be here in Siloam Springs.
Bergstrom says about half of the new businesses that have opened in the past 5 years in Siloam have been started by JBU grads. And she says many of the downtown business owners, alums or not, are buying into the idea of creating a walkable, viable, urban environment. She says she thinks Main Street Siloam Springs' role is to help perpetuate that environment.
We have been, in many ways, the keeper of the enthusiasm, but we've also, in real, tactical, strategic ways, tried to move that needle and make investment something that is sound something that is really paying off now for the people that have chosen to be a part of that investment in downtown Siloam Springs.
The numbers, new businesses open, new businesses still open, suggest something's working. Bergstrom says there hasn't always been exactly this kind of momentum. Her first day on the job as executive director of Main Street Siloam Springs, she learned two downtown businesses were closing. It's been a long way to now, as Arvest Bank and four other banks have combined to create a loan consortium of $2.5 million to entice more potential business owners to consider applying for financial help to come to downtown.
We would say, okay, you know, tell us how that fits with the downtown master plan. And pretty much as long as that's something within sort of our downtown district and it's geared towards, you know, providing a business or service that will be beneficial to Siloam Springs, then we will pass them on to Arvest Bank, will be the lead bank in that consortium, and people will go through the normal credit process. But there will be an attractive interest rate, so something that is better than the market value.
It takes Meredith Bergstrom about a 90-second walk from her office door to be able to show a visitor examples of how downtown Siloam Springs is changing. Just across a parking lot, past a couple of food trucks, are shining examples of how a new business culture is emerging. Ash and Amber in Creekside Taproom are side-by-side storefronts.
Ash and Amber sell pipes and pipe tobacco and all kinds of men's products, like grooming products. But they also have like really cool old vintage toys. And then Creekside Taproom just opened this beer garden. And we have a few outdoor dining spots, but this one's really fun because there's also lawn games and fun stuff.
It's not just the types of businesses that are different, though it is worth noting that generations of Siloam Springs residents probably never thought there would be a tap room in the longtime alcohol-free city. But it's also what these businesses have done to reorient a common perspective.
When you are driving down Mount Olive and coming into downtown, this used to be kind of the back of all the buildings, and there wasn't much to tell you that you'd arrived in downtown Salem Springs, and now you've just got all this life and activity right here on this corner.
There is history in this city, history and folklore. Residents claim the state's oldest operating barbershop is here. The former post office has a historic New Deal-funded mural painted by Bertrand Adams. And there is legend that Sam Walton wanted to put his first five and dime store here. Meredith Bergstrom says there's history below Salem Springs, too.
So another piece of our lore is that there's a whole cave system underneath Salem, the downtown area. And the cave entrance is here. I don't know if we can go down, but it's down there.
It's over that cave where a hotel damaged by fire in the 1970s is in the process of being resurrected, turned into an apartment complex with studio apartments, a gymnasium, and other amenities. Bruce Williams, a JBU grad now living in California, is leading the charge to bring the building back to life. He says Salem Springs hooked him a long time ago.
What's not to hook me about Salem Springs? This is a great town. This is America. You know, this is it. This is what it's all about. I love this town. I do love this town. So does my wife. So we began investing here. We bought this about 15 years ago out of an estate from a longtime family of this town, the Garretts. And we sat on it for a while, looked at doing some things earlier, ran into some resistance from some of the locals, and so we backed away until we saw an opportunity to move ahead, and we did.
Others saw opportunities, too. Downtown Salem Springs boasts boutiques, a cyclery, cafes, coffee shops, and a luxury bath shop. An old garage on Broadway, the street that serves as the spine of downtown, is in the process of being renovated into three separate businesses. There's more than a hint of the contemporary shift seen in other nearby downtowns on display here. And more than enough to make you think of Andy Griffith's Mayberry, too. During an hour stroll around downtown, it seemed as if everybody knew everybody else. Meredith Bergstrom, with Main Street Salem Springs, says to her eyes, there is a blend of traditional and new.
We talk about that being, you know, we want our work to be both authentic and unexpected. And when we're planning events or trying to activate places and work with our businesses, trying to do something that is authentic and speaks to the history of the town, but also, really unique and surprising. So today we've got live music. We've got Yayos is here. Hey, Joshua. Joshua is one of our growers.
The entrepreneurial spirit is not just hotels and boutiques. The twice-weekly farmer's market includes vendors with produce and crafts and bagels. Bagel Bear was started by this JBU grad named Mo.
I thought, like, what are some ways that I can live more sustainably? So something I buy a lot is bread. So I started making my own bread, and I have a sourdough starter in the fridge pretty much all the time. And we just kind of whip it up and make some bread. And then I was thinking, what else would be fun to make? Bagels. Who doesn't love bagels?
Bergstrom says she's expecting more to develop around the walkable core of Siloam Springs. Some projects she already knows about, some projects that haven't been spoken out loud yet. But she says surprising people is what Siloam Springs is doing best right now.
It's fun to bring people to Siloam Springs because like we were talking about the unexpected aspect. I think you think like, oh, it'd be cool, you know, if they've got some businesses and stuff like that. And then you walk through and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on.
This is Ozarks at Large.
Thousands of listeners to KUAF give annual or monthly gifts online at supportkuaf.com.